Hey, tokenized equities are entering a phase that feels genuinely exciting. The on-chain activity supports that. Transfer volume for tokenized stocks jumped 415% in just 30 days, reaching about $29.5 billion. That is a huge leap, especially for an asset class that has often felt experimental. It looks like tokenized stocks are moving beyond pilots and proof-of-concept projects. They are becoming a more meaningful channel for trading, settlement, and asset movement. And it is not just about the volume. Active addresses and the number of holders also more than doubled over the same period. That matters because a volume spike alone can be misleading. Exactly. A volume spike may only reflect a small number of large wallets moving assets around. But when volume rises while participation broadens, it points to stronger underlying demand, wider distribution, and a larger network of users engaging with tokenized equities. Still, that 415% jump should be interpreted carefully. Right, because on-chain transfer volume is not the same thing as traditional exchange trading volume. It can include custody movements, wallet-to-wallet transfers, collateral adjustments, settlement flows, and activity across different platforms or chains. So the number is a strong signal of liquidity and activity, but it is not a direct substitute for conventional equity trading metrics. Even so, the scale is hard to ignore. A 30-day rise to $29.5 billion suggests tokenized equities are no longer just a niche corner of the crypto ecosystem. The doubling of active addresses and holders is arguably the more important part of the story. I agree. In on-chain markets, growth in active participants is often a better sign of organic adoption than volume alone. It suggests more people are interacting with tokenized equities, not just a small group of sophisticated traders or institutions rotating assets between wallets. That broadening participation may reflect several trends at once. Retail investors may be showing greater interest in on-chain assets that mirror familiar equity exposure. Platforms may also be improving access, making it easier to trade, hold, or integrate tokenized stocks. Liquidity may be improving, giving users more confidence that they can enter and exit positions. And there may be more experimentation with on-chain settlement, collateralization, and portfolio construction. When more addresses are active, the network effect becomes stronger. More holders mean more potential counterparties. More counterparties can improve price discovery, reduce friction, and make the market more useful for everyone involved. Tokenized stocks are gaining momentum because they address a long-standing weakness in traditional equities: infrastructure. Stocks are one of the most understood asset classes in the world. Investors know what they are, how they price, and why they matter. The problem has never really been the asset itself. The problem has been the infrastructure around it. Traditional equity markets rely on a layered stack of intermediaries, settlement cycles, business day constraints, and fragmented access points. Tokenization attempts to compress that process. By representing ownership of an equity as a digital token, some of the friction can be reduced. Settlement can happen faster. Transfer can become more granular. And access can become more programmable. For certain use cases, tokenized equities are not just a crypto product. They are a potential upgrade to how equity ownership is managed and transferred. A major advantage is composability. A tokenized stock can, in principle, be used in a wider range of on-chain financial applications than a traditional shareholding. Possible use cases include cross-border transfer and settlement, use as collateral in decentralized finance applications, automated portfolio rebalancing, fractional ownership structures, and integration with smart contract-based investment products. That does not mean tokenized equities will replace traditional stock markets overnight. but it explains why the asset class is attracting attention beyond the crypto community. The appeal is not simply holding a stock on-chain. It is the possibility of new financial infrastructure built around equity ownership. The broader takeaway is that tokenized equities are starting to look less like a speculative side bet and more like an emerging layer of capital markets activity. The jump in transfer volume, combined with a doubling of active addresses and holders, suggests the ecosystem is maturing. However, the space is not free of risk. As the market grows, regulatory and operational details become more important. Investors need clarity on several fronts. First, legal ownership. What exactly does holding the token entitle the holder to? Second, custody and security. Who controls the underlying asset and how is it protected? Third, regulatory compliance. How are transfer restrictions, eligibility, and jurisdictional rules enforced? Fourth, market structure. How is pricing discovered and how liquid is the market when it matters most? Fifth, counterparty risk. What happens if the issuer, custodian, or platform encounters problems? These are not minor details. They are the difference between an experimental token and a trustworthy financial instrument. If tokenized equities are going to scale meaningfully, the market will need more confidence that the underlying ownership is real, the rails are secure, and the regulatory environment is clear. The bigger picture is that tokenization is becoming a mainstream infrastructure story. Tokenized stocks may be one of the clearest examples of why asset tokenization matters. Equities are not abstract. They represent companies, earnings, dividends, ownership, and economic growth. Bringing that familiar asset class onto programmable rails shows that tokenization is not only about new digital assets. It is also about rethinking how existing assets are issued, held, transferred, and used. The recent surge in activity may not be the final word. Markets move, sentiment shifts, and on-chain activity can be volatile. But the direction of travel is telling. Tokenized equities are seeing a sharp rise in volume, a broad increase in active users, and a larger holder base. That suggests the market is moving from curiosity toward usage. For investors, traders, and institutions, the question is no longer whether tokenized stocks can work. The question is how quickly the infrastructure, regulation, and market quality can catch up to the growing interest. If the current momentum holds, the next phase of tokenized equities may be defined less by novelty and more by reliability, liquidity, and real-world adoption.